Hey, Cal.
Sam? Is that you?
It is me.
Hi, Sam.
So Christmas is just around the corner. Struggling to think of anything to put in Christmas stockings this year?
I am, because
you are?
I don't know what any of my close friends or family actually like, because I'm isolated from them, and this is a sad story that I'm trying to do.
That's interesting. Well, you know what your friends and family would love?
What would they love, Sam?
All of Dice Hard on an audiobook on USB tape.
What's an audiobook on USB tape?
It's a tape, like a cassette tape, that's got a USB stick in it.
That's awesome.
It's amazing.
Sounds magical.
Look, I'm not going to say it is magical. Asterix. It's bloody magical though, mate.
So what's on them?
Every episode of Dice Hard.
Even the ones that haven't come out yet?
No,
because there aren't any more.
Nope.
Because this is the last one. Yep.
This is season one done, so
put in my mouth.
You had your chance to get unreleased Dice Hard, and you blew it.
This is your fault, isn't it?
This is your fault. So now, what's
Christmas is ruined.
But, where there's nowhere else you can listen to Dice Hard plays. All four of them.
Is that where the cast of Dice Hard all sit around and play video games? Play board games instead of making them?
Yes. The second one.
Awesome.
Joel Dush is on one.
I love that guy.
He's so good. Of Sans Pants Radio. Who also have a USB tape.
That's awesome. Where can we get one?
Audiobooksontape.com.
That's really simple and easy to remember.
It is. They're about $20 Australian.
sounds good. All of my friends and family are going to be inundated with my voice.
The perfect gift for a friend or family. Buy it for them. Do they have a computer? No. Get it for them anyway.
Do they have a cassette tape? No. A cassette player?
Especially get it for them. It's a USB. Fits in anything. If you don't have a computer, go back to the past. You foreigner.
Get back in your time machine and return to the past, wherever you came from.
Audiobooksontape.com. Perfect Christmas gift for a friend or family.
For literally anyone.
Anyone.
Anyone at all.
Anyone at all.
Except us, because we're on them all.
No, buy one for me. I'd love it.
Oh, I'm on fucking.
But don't. I probably can do, but you don't need to. Buy it for yourself. Or friend, or close friend or family.
Yeah.
Matt, you buy one.
Hear that, Matt? Get one.
Good. Now enjoy this Christmas-themed episode.
Jingle, 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 jingle.
Hi, guys, and welcome to the show where we turn your favourite movies into tabletop games. I'm Sam.
I'm Alex. And we have a special guest again. It's Carl from Archangel Games.
G'day, how you going, everybody?
Yeah, good. Yep. I'm good. You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
You know who's not good?
No, it's probably Cal.
It's Cal. He was caught and killed in a blizzard.
In a blizzard?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't hear about this. What blizzard was this?
It was a Christmas blizzard.
A Christmas blizzard. Yeah, that makes sense, because it is definitely Christmas right now. On Dice Hard.
Love actually follows the lives of eight very different couples in dealing with their love lives in various loosely interrelated tales, all set during frantic month before Christmas in London.
Thank you, Carl. Excellent. That was actually well read.
Yep, very well read. So, as per usual on Dice Hard, we will go around and... that's not what we do first. What do we do first?
Starting player.
Yeah. Yep, we choose the starting player first.
Thanks, Sam.
Okay, I know what's up. I don't have a suggestion, so I hope someone else has one.
Well, it's an American Christmas, so I would say the last person who saw snow.
Okay.
Does it snow in the movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Last person that saw snow.
When did you last see snow?
I went skiing in July. Snowboarding. Skiing.
July, like a year ago.
Yeah, like last year.
Okay. That's... Yes. Yes, I did.
I feel like you were trying to make a joke and it just completely went over our heads.
Actually, I was trying to insinuate that I went skiing in July because this is our December episode. and it would have been 4 months ago, but we're actually recording it now in...
don't open behind the curtain.
Yes.
Yes, because back in July, it was good time to record, to snowboard, Alex.
Yes, it was. Yes.
It was because of lots of snow we had in,
actually,
in
it's
the
just
state.
Freezing cold
it's
already.
It's really cold.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, okay, technically, I have not seen snow since last year, July. If you want to go with the snow thing, that's when I last saw snow. Do you have a starting player, Carl?
I'm
just going to die.
No, that's probably as good as I've got. I was going to say last person to have Christmas, but apparently that's everybody
yeah, that was
at
all
the
of
same
us.
Time.
So. Yeah, I thought of that too.
Actually, I skipped Christmas last year, so I'd lose that one. Does that mean I win? Last person to record a terrible rock song?
I've never done that.
Me either.
Yeah, no.
Would I open a present?
That
would sort of be birthdays.
Birthdays, yeah.
As well.
We'd,
yeah, it's less Christmassy.
It is.
What about last person to profess their love to their best friend's wife with some cards while it's snowing outside their house?
Well, actually, yeah.
Oh, well, that's very convenient.
I did
it
to Carl.
All right, I think we'll go with snow.
Okay.
That's Christmassy thing.
Does that make me go first?
Yeah, I don't think I've seen snow for that long.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Been a while.
You going snowboarding, Carl?
Skiing a little bit, but yeah, not for a while.
Yeah, okay. All right. My pitch. This was the first time I'd seen this movie. I was actually impressed because I'm not really one for girly, chicky, flicky movies.
It's a golden movie.
It was. It was really good. And it was recommended by my friend Ben. He said it was his favourite Christmas movie. And when Ben said he liked something, I was into it. So the way I sort of interpreted the movie was that everyone, they all sort of do something for themselves. And it affects someone else because all the relationships are sort of connected. So just as a side example, the character, I'm just trying to find all the names here. Oh, God, which one is it? The Alan Rickman character, right? His secretary wants him really, really bad and makes no secret of that. And then he ends up buying the necklace, which his wife finds, and she knows something's up.
Yep.
So Alan Rickman is sort of doing something for himself, a selfish act, and his wife gets affected in the meantime. And the way she reacts to seeing the Prime Minister backstage is like, she's very happy, she's very excited because, you know, her life is kind of going badly or not the way she wants to. Anyway, every action sort of has a reaction. Every action affects someone else in all these connected relationships. So the way I thought we'd play the game would be that I've only got this for two sort of options, but each player has two tiles. There's a selfish action and I guess a considerate action. And each turn, we all just place a tile in front of us and we reveal it at the same time. If there are more selfish actions than considerate actions, all the people that are selfish get 1 point. But if it's the other way around and there's more considerate actions than selfish actions, all the considerate players get points equal to the number of selfish players. And the idea would be just to get to a certain number of points. And I'm sure there are a whole bunch of other different tiles. I wouldn't have too many different tiles, but I'd have maybe one or two more tiles that have a different action similar to that in order to get points. And it's a very simple game concept, but that's sort of what I came up with. So I'd love to hear someone else's idea.
All right, well, we'll get the guest to talk their idea.
Yeah, certainly.
That might mean Sam doesn't have an idea.
I don't know what you're talking about, quite frankly, Alex.
Yeah, I was sort of struggling to come up with an idea as well. I thought, because, I guess, same as you were saying, Alex, everybody's so interconnected, I was thinking of maybe some sort of set collection game.
Yes,
specifically using the characters from the game. So something maybe like because each person is interlinked with different people in different ways, you could have some sort of a set collection where you're trying to collect either friendships or romantic relationships or family relationships, and because each person has different links with different people, there'd be quite a few different sets that you could collect.
Yeah, I see that.
Between each different person. So each person, like you were saying before, I guess, Alan, is in a... I've got a convenient little tree up in front of me from Wikipedia. is in a professional relationship with Sarah, then a romantic relationship with Mia, and a family relationship with his wife. So he'd fit into all of those different sets.
This sounds like a good table to get on. Do you want to open up the wiki?
Yeah, that's what I was just getting on.
So they're very connected, and it sounds like a good idea. So you want to kind of collect the set of that relationship?
Well, yeah. So each so you'd be trying to go for a set without everybody else knowing what you're going for. So I'm not quite sure how you'd collect cards from each other. Whether it was some sort of drafting, maybe some sort of card drafting, where you're trying to collect the sets, but so nobody would know which set you're going for, but you all might be trying to get the one person potentially to complete your different set.
So that might I guess some of the sets would be a bit unbalanced because there's maybe three people in a set or two people in a set, like Joe and Billy, the singer, the very bad singer.
Or each set, you could make each set worth a different number of points. So if you get that set, it's worth ever how many points at the end of the game.
So
a set of two is worth 2 points, where a set of three is worth 4 points.
You could do that. Yeah, that's a good idea. But, and I guess now we'd sort of have to, if we want to go with that idea, we'd have to work out how we're going to try and draft or...
Yeah, it was a drafting or a go fish style, sort of asking for people, but then you'd potentially know what other people are trying to collect as well.
I guess something with communication would be good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, drafting is very standalone. I mean, I love drafting, but...
Yeah, it is.
I guess the movie is about communication and relationships and things like that. And first though, I think we should hear Sam's idea.
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. I quite liked your guy's idea. I don't think we should, muddle it with my idea. I definitely had one, but I just don't think it's worth bringing up. No, pretty much my idea was, I didn't have one.
Okay.
Cool. So let's get that out of the way. I'm glad you guys had some good ideas.
It was not the easiest movie to do.
It wasn't. And as an inexperienced game designer, as in this is all I do as far as game design goes, I think that's fine.
I'll accept that. Carl mentioned too that it was not the easiest.
No.
Who picked this movie?
I picked it initially, and then I said, no, I'll take it away. And you're like, no, leave it in. My wife wants to watch this movie with me.
That's true. I did. She does love the movie, and any chance she gets to watch a chick flick with me, then she'll take it. I don't think it mattered what it was going to be. Luckily, it was a decent one, so...
It's a real good movie, yeah.
All right, so we've got a set collection, and we've got a tile-based action sort of thing. Would the sets possibly have... Oh, you just want to score points by playing sets? So, essentially, we're sort of... like playing bridge or something, but with set collection.
Almost, well,
with Love Actually characters.
Sure.
Is that what you sort of had pictured, Carl?
Yeah, I guess, sort of. I hadn't got much further than that, really.
That's fine. That's fine. I guess I'd love it if you collect a set, you get something out of it, like not just points.
Yep.
And that could be related to what that group of characters sort of has. Like the Prime Minister, he's really, really important. And looking at this Wikipedia, this is a really good table, actually. Look at this Wikipedia connection. He pretty much is connected to Karen. That's the girl with the thighs, right?
She was Alan Rickman's wife.
Yeah.
Karen was... Oh, yeah, because that's his sister.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. And Natalie. Yeah. Natalie's the girl with the thighs.
Yes.
Which yes. I did not think she was... what did they call her? Chunky? No, it wasn't Chunky. They called her something. She looked beautiful to me.
Yeah, her thighs certainly weren't any larger than...
The normal?
The normal.
I don't know why they kept commenting on that. But yeah, so Natalie, so that's only like a, I guess the important one here, it's romantic and a professional relationship. Maybe the type of relationships that you, no, because that doesn't work. No. No, it'd have to be the set. So because the Prime Minister is important, there's a three-person set there. You collect that set, which includes the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister would say, if you collect the Prime Minister's set, which is Karen and Natalie and David, you gain this.
Like a
where
pet.
It would be very different if you got the Harry, Karen, so that's the husband and wife, and the, is it Sarah? Yeah, no.
Yes.
No, yep. It's Mia.
Mia, yes.
Yeah, so if you got that Mia, Harry, Karen one, the effect is on Harry. So Harry says, if you gain this set, you gain this. And, I mean, for Harry, I guess he gains a divorce and... an affair.
Yeah.
While David actually gains love from his sister and love from the lady friend that he's interested in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're two very different relationships going on there. But maybe if you got Karen and Harry and the two kids, you collect a family, that's a different relationship again.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So you'd get like
so it's
a,
like it's collecting.
Yeah, you get like power. Like so, you get some sort of extra card that you could play then related to those things. Is that sort of what you?
Yeah, I guess the ability would be on the card, but yeah, I guess you could. Maybe you buy an ability, or maybe you affect other players. Like if you get a negative relationship, like Harry and Mia, that's a negative relationship. Then you can affect another player negatively, while if you get Harry, Karen, Bernard, Daisy, the family, and you score that, it's positive to you.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
How does that sound?
Yep, I'm definitely not lost.
Okay, so if we're going to do some sort of set collection, if you collect a negative...
Yeah.
A negative relationship that is, I guess, against the grain or... is affecting people negatively, such as Harry having an affair affects his wife negatively, and that's a connected relationship, then you could affect another player negatively at the same time.
Yep.
And if you collected a positive relationship, it benefits you, which could be in the way of maybe an upgrade card or something like that. Or maybe they're certain colours, like, you know, in Splendor... You try and collect certain colours so that you gain a bigger benefit at the end. So maybe you're trying to get...
Oh, yeah. So if you get all the loving relationships, then you get an extra bonus at the end.
Yes, yeah. Or you achieve that goal and that's sort of the end game.
Yep.
Or if you get like a negative and a positive and a neutral relationship, you get that goal and that's your end game.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
But then how do we collect all these bits and pieces?
Yes, that would be the actual mechanics would be the next step.
Good idea, Sam.
whether you had just like a go fish mechanic, maybe, so where you're asking other people if they've got a person, which I guess would bring in some sort of bluffing potentially as well for asking if somebody's got something just... to throw them off the set that you're trying to collect.
Yeah, that's true. That's probably a good idea. Yeah, I like that. So if you play... I haven't played Go Fish in a very long time. But if you play Go Fish, do you ask everyone or a single player?
You single someone out.
Ask a certain person.
You single someone out. Yep. So if that person actually gets singled out five times, though, do they just lose all the cards in their hand?
No, because if they don't have the card you're asking for...
Yeah, but what if everyone asks and they do have all the cards.
You could just draw a card after you. If you lose a card, you draw a card. From
there. Oh, is that how it works? Okay, yep.
Well, that's not how. I don't think that's how.
Yeah, it works. No, that's not how. But yeah, you could do something so you've always got a set hand size. Yeah.
Okay, so we would each get dealt a hand of cards.
Yep.
How many characters are there? Do you want to count those?
I think there's 31.
Oh,
not that I've pre-counted.
Let's pretend there's 30.
Yeah, okay, so 30. And then...
Because some of these characters maybe aren't, like... Yeah, I don't know. Let's go with 30.
Okay.
Because I think, like, this one here is the deceased wife of Liam Neeson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
yes, well...
30's yeah, a nice valid. Even number, though.
I mean, even having a character in there like that, that doesn't necessarily do anything.
A dud card.
Yeah.
I'm well, sorry, it's still part dead. Of the set, though. Whether it's...
It is. That one is, yeah.
Well, yeah, well, 31, let's... Now I'm going to actually count
that. Okay, well, well, Sam's counting that. Say we've got 30 cards. Maybe we get 4 cards each, because most of the relationships are about 4 people.
Yeah, yep.
So you want to have about 4 cards in hand and then try and collect them. But when we... So I have my turn and...
Okay, just and real quick. There's 31, but one of these is like 2 characters, which is the girls in the American bar. So technically that's 32.
That was like 4 girls in the American bar, though.
Well, this one's combined 2 of them, and then these ones are singled out.
Oh, because yes. Because
they only serve 1 function, whereas these guys serve multiple functions.
Ah, I see. Those girls in the bar.
Yeah.
Good characters.
If you say so.
So we all get dealt a hand of cards, 4 cards each.
Yep.
That would leave 14 cards in the deck. And are we calling out a relationship or are we calling out cards by name?
I think you're asking for them by name. So each card would say
they would depict
the sets that you could collect on it.
Yep. You'd probably want to iconize that or even color code them.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, if you're after Colin's relationship with the American girls, they'd all be like, do you have any blue, white, and red cards? Or any star cards or something like that?
You could do that. I like it be more specific, personally. Mm. So you ask for the character you want.
Because, if you're asking for the specific character, then you can, like, they might know what set you're going for, but you could be...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you could be going if you for
ask,
multiple ones.
If you ask for Harry, you could be going for his family set, but you might be also going for the Mia romance set or, you know, his connection to, you know, these guys.
These guys over here.
Whoever these people are.
Sarah and Carl.
Sarah and Carl. I don't even remember those characters.
Sarah's the... Carl's the quiet guy, and Sarah's the one with the brother who has a disability.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And she can't tell Carl that she likes him until, like, the very end, which is really, really frustrating. They're in the same room at the same time all the time, and she just doesn't say anything.
Yep.
But if you're saying specific names, the game could go on for a very long time. If you think about Go Fish, if you ask for fives, there are 4 chances that they have fives in their hand. Like, because there's 4
true.
5 cards.
Yeah.
So that creates a small issue there.
Well, I guess you're limited by region. So if we're using this map, which I guess we'll have to post.
Yep.
We'll post this on our Facebook page, Video Shop Pod, Video Shop Podcast. Whatever.
I'll stick it in the rule sheet.
We'll stick it in the rule sheet as well. Find the Dice Hard discussions. I'll also chuck it in there. But there's family here and family here and family here, but that's very little. And, you know, the romance is also limited. So you could ask, do you have any romance cards? And they go, yes, and they give you one, but it might not necessarily be the romance that you want.
So you only ever give away one card at a time.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
And that could be a specific one if you want to name it, or a generic one if you want to name a type.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Because that still limits you a little bit, but it's a little bit more broad than just the name.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Second question, though. how many cards... If you're gaining a card from someone else, you're going to have 5 cards in your hand, and they're going to have 3 cards in their hand. So will they just draw a card so they should have 4?
Yeah, they should probably draw a card, and you've got to discard a card, maybe. And then you've always got the same amount of cards in your hand.
Until you can complete a set.
Yes.
I guess. Yeah.
And then can you draw from the discard pile? They're going to be discarding one.
I was going to say, yeah, if there's a limited amount of cards, then eventually you're going to go back through the...
Yeah, you go like through it again. If you've run
out, you're eventually going to go through the discard pile again. So I think rather than making it you go through the discard pile, you finish the deck.
Yeah, and then shuffle
the discard pile.
Yep.
When I was taught Mahjong, which is quite a few years ago now, and I hope I get this right, there are two things you can do, because every time you draw a tile and you discard a tile, and you hopefully creating sets... But if the player before you discards a tile, you can actually claim that tile. And you have to say, I think it's Kong or Pong or something like that. One of those two words. But it has to complete... Oh, sorry, no. You can just say...
So you can take it's Pong. It completes a set.
No, that's the other one. So you can take the card they discarded, but it's only from the player before you. The tile from the player before you. But if another player, like the player after you or the player opposite you, if they discard a tile that you need and it completes a set, you can say Kong and take that, but you have to also reveal the set that you've taken. That might be something we could also include here. So if someone discards a card that you need that completes a set, you could be able to claim that immediately.
That could work, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not going to yell Kong.
No, you're not going to. Maybe you yell Christmas.
Actually,
yeah. that's really good. I like that.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, I'll write that down. So add that into the rule. Okay. So if you manage to complete a set by someone else's discarding a card, you can claim that card immediately by saying actually and revealing that set.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. So we've got set collection. We've sort of got gameplay down. The win conditions at the end. We want to go for in Splendor, where you have sort of different...
Yeah, I think if there were a couple... I reckon each set should be worth points anyway.
Yep, yes.
I like that the Splendor idea. If there's, like a couple of different things that you could collect while you're going.
Yeah, it gives you something to aim for.
Yeah, like an overall... set of sets.
And should we just go by like romance, friendship, professional, family relationships and sort of combine a couple of those or just have purely those? So you get 3 professional or 2 professional and a family or a friendship and a professional and a family relationship. And then you claim that sort of win card.
You could almost divide it up into jobs as well. So... like, there's all the people that work at the school together.
Oh, yeah.
And then the... what else have we got?
So the Prime Minister would be more points then.
Yes.
Yeah, sort of... we've got the school, we've got the wedding... we've got... America.
Oh, yeah, America. That's pretty much all Colin.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, no, you're right.
Or you could even do it as the point system is how many people are in the set.
Yeah.
So, like, naturally, this little family here, Harry, Karen, Bernard and Daisy, together are 4, which is a lot more than, say, a set of David, Natalie and Keith.
Yes.
For example, which would equal more points. I don't know if it'd be 1-for-1 or whether the more you get is an accumulative effect.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I guess you just want to sort of score each set on its own.
Right.
Yep.
But obviously the 2 people sets will be worth more than the 4. I don't know, because with 2 people sets, you can go for 2 at the same time if you're only allowed to have 4 cards in your hand.
I think the 4 card limit, because I like the idea that, like, Harry, Karen, Bernard and Daisy together are a set.
Yeah.
But I like the idea that you can also add Hugh Grant into that and make that a set as well.
So maybe the card... oh, but if you increase the card limit, you're going to run out of cards.
Yeah. Well, but theoretically, they're going to become sets, right? And then they're out of play.
Yes.
Yeah. So you're going to run out of cards, but that would then be the end game.
Once you run out of cards,
I guess. Oh, the game okay. Ends. So we've got a natural turn counter in there.
Yeah. So say I collected Harry, Bernard, Daisy, Karen, and Hugh Grant. I'm not going to use his character name. That's five cards. And I've decided to end that set. And then Natalie has to become part of another set.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Because it's so interconnecting. I like the idea that the sets are flow more, so you're not always building the same set.
Yep.
That could really screw someone over.
Yeah, you
though.
Could like if you take someone.
But I like that.
Yeah.
But it'd make for a quick game.
That's true.
And they're also, like, characters like the President of the United States is only compatible with Natalie. So if Natalie is used up in another set, he becomes then...
Irrelevant,
which is fine. I think it becomes like a he becomes an annoying card in your hand.
Yeah, that's true. I like it.
Yeah,
you lose the discarding though. That's all to complete the set.
For that five piece set, but yeah, you would score that straight away.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So
yeah.
maybe the turn order goes.
Well, that's true.
Choose
yeah.
a player. What do we call it? Go fish a card. I don't know. Claim a card. And then score a set, then discard.
Yeah.
Yep.
That makes it.
Yeah, so simple. If it's within your turn, there's no limit. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you change, make that order. Yeah. So
yeah, so you can have five cards in your hand on your turn.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yep.
Score. And you might not necessarily get to those end cards if you can't. So we'll probably have to make them a bit easier. So maybe only two per those end game cards.
Yeah, just like...
Because if they're three, it'll be way too hard. You're going to run out of cards way too fast. It's a good risk-reward thing.
Yeah, like, yeah.
If you go for the relationships that have more points, they're going to have the more cards in them.
Or you could go really simple, like a set of... Two sets of three or three sets of two.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, which kind of speeds this. Yeah, you get less points, but they're easier to collect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a good way to balance it, that your set of four is probably worth 4 points and your set of three is worth 3 points. Yep. Your set of two is worth 2 points.
And because it's so connecting, you've got, you know, one card can match up to potentially, like Daniel, Liam Neeson, four other cards. But then you've also got cards like Michael only connects up to one.
Yep.
Which becomes draw-based.
That's actually pretty good. Fine. Yeah.
I
like that a lot. You know there's a guy in here called Carl.
Yes, there is. I noticed that it was spelt correctly as well, instead of the...
yeah,
Carl
spelt
with a C, yeah.
And there's a relationship here that I didn't realise with Colin. I know that the two porno actors.
Yeah.
They're nude stand-ins.
Oh, they are nude stand-ins. I wasn't sure if they were... Yeah, I guess they weren't doing that.
Yeah, no, they weren't porn. They were nude stand-ins for big actors.
Oh, okay.
Who wouldn't do the scenes.
It makes
themselves.
More sense now.
Yeah. But, were you confused why they weren't having actual sex?
I thought they were just doing lighting tests and stuff, which, you know, before the actual acting happened. I guess they were. That was a really funny situation every time. But, nude stand-ins. Imagine telling people that's your job.
Yeah, right.
What do you do for a living? I get naked and I stand in places until the director tells me not to anymore.
Well, that was like when they were discussing their relationship about how they met at the end of the movie. They're like, oh, how did you guys meet? And they were sort of very awkward.
yeah, you're right. I remember that. That was, quite funny. But that relationship there, Tony and Colin, Tony is the director of the nude scenes.
Yes, yeah.
And Colin's best friend, right? That's the best friend. Yeah, I did not realize that at all.
Yeah, and then they've got a lot of connectors, so...
Yeah.
It's a very connected movie, which is why this particular style of gameplay will work.
Yeah, great idea, Carl.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good idea.
Yeah, I guess that's most of it sort of worked out.
We powered through that. That was a good effort.
It was a good idea from the start.
Yeah.
I guess, and because there's so few characters as well, it does make it easier.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And I like that it's fast-paced.
It's going to be a nice short game.
Yeah, something you do while you're waiting.
Yeah, it'd be a good Christmas game when you're sitting around.
Waiting. Yeah, exactly.
Waiting to open the next.
Yeah, waiting to open your presents. You can just smash out a game of Love Actually.
There's another game out at the moment, isn't there, that is based on a love movie, I think.
Is there? Sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't remember it, but yeah, I think there is.
It exists.
Like The Princess Bride or something like that.
Oh, yes. There's three Princess Bride games all came out at once.
Yeah. Oh, really? Three Princess Bride games.
Yeah. That's awesome. They're like official, I love Princess Bride. Official Princess Bride.
I haven't seen it.
It's real good.
Yeah.
Have you played one, Carl?
I haven't played them. I've seen them. They were on Kickstarter, I think.
Oh, okay.
But
they
were actually developed by proper designers. They got actual, like...
They're proper games, yeah. And I think I heard about it in a podcast, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if that was, like, Stronghold Games or if it was Game Salute or...
Yeah. You know, they did three very different games. They got three designers... And just said, "Yep, go make a game
about this movie.
On the movie." Okay. And they came up with three different games.
Is that a chick flick as well?
In the best way,
it is. Actually, it's a very good movie.
It's a really good film.
Okay, well, Eb's gonna love you guys then, because now I've got to watch another girly movie with her.
Well. You know, she watched Mad Max Fury Road with you.
That's true. It's
so
true.
It's a nice trade.
She loves that movie too, though. All right. Yeah. Well, I guess that's sort of wrapped up. What are you hoping to get for Christmas, Carl?
Ooh, this year? That's a good question.
Let's hope your girlfriend's listening.
I'm not sure.
Is it really. Love Actually the card game? Because that's what I want for Christmas.
Definitely.
Not much.
No. I've already got everything I need.
Oh, that's nice.
It's gross.
So I guess wrapping this up, this is the last episode for the year.
Yes.
And we want to create one of these games.
So, yeah. When we say create, no copyright infringement will be inflicted.
Or lots of copyright infringement, but we're not selling anything.
Exactly, yes. No, we're infringing on copyright, but we're not getting anything out of it. So not really copyright infringement.
So we want to make one of these games, one of the games we've done this year, into a print and play.
So we'll develop it. We'll chuck it online so you can just print it out and chop it up.
So we need people to vote on it, though.
Yes, so if you want to listen back to the rest of the Dice Hard catalogue, it's all on videoshoppod.com. You can check us out there and listen back to all the other ones. Which one you liked, please don't pick Shaun of the Dead.
Too many dice.
Too many dice.
Which one did you like, Carl?
I actually quite like the Shaun of the Dead one. The balsa wood die, like all the different types of dice sounded really cool. Having balsa wood, metal,
it would have been expensive awesome, but we can't print and play that.
So I guess we're developing a 3D printer game now.
Yes, excellent.
I guess we can supply the files for everyone. which one would you go for?
I actually might go for this one.
I like The Martian at the moment.
The Martian's real good.
If Cal had his way, he would probably vote for the ones he didn't die in.
But unfortunately he's died, so he can't vote.
Four times, can you believe it?
I know, it's amazing. We just kept bringing him back to life and he just kept getting himself killed.
Alright, so as a final sign off for the year, Carl, where can we find you?
You can find me at arcangelgames.com.
And that's A-R-K?
Yes.
Angel?
Yep, Angel Games.
Yep.
And on Twitter at @Archangel_games.
Oh, there's an underscore in the Twitter one.
Yes, there is. Make somebody sure already had taken the non-underscored version. They have a single tweet as well, which is quite annoying.
Oh, no. You should try and request that off them.
I'm tempted to. I assume they'll extort me for large amounts of money if I try.
So. Oh, yeah, maybe. All right, Sam?
Yeah, so check out the Video Shop podcast and Before the Movies. This show's sister podcasts over on videoshoppod.com. Like I just mentioned, the Video Shop podcast on Facebook and Twitter is where you can find everything else. And join the Dice Hard discussion over on Facebook at Dice Hard Discussions.
And I'm at BlueRoomBG and at winter.persona.co. And yeah, join the Dice Hard discussions. Have a vote on your favorite game of the year, and we will...
Maybe we'll even find out who the copyright holders for the movie is, and we'll email them.
We could possibly pitch it to them.
Maybe. We'll just send them the episode. Hey, guys, yeah, this is the plan.
So where can we vote? We can vote on the Facebook, is it? Is that...
On the Facebook group, yes.
Yeah, so on the Facebook, we'll put up a poll on the Facebook group, but I think we'll also do it on the Video Shop podcast, so people who aren't part of the group can also vote on that.
Yeah, we'll try and direct people there. But it'll be great to get some votes in, so we make an actual print and play that people can just print out and play at home. And that pretty much does it. Do we have a way of ending this?
Yubi Wadugua.
That's terrible.
I don't know. Maybe Merry Christmas, everyone.
And then stop talking.
Yes, and then stop talking.